When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To his left, Breece Hall takes the snap. Here comes the blitz. Lobs one down the right side. Devontae Adams, he's got it at the 10. 5. It's a Jet touchdown. Aaron Rodgers hooks up with his old buddy Devontae Adams right down the chimney. And the Jets have a 2-score lead.
Well, I like this Jets play-by-play guy. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean Shreve, RJ Choppy, Cowboys Insider Bobby Belt. We got Peyton. We got Caitlin in the back live on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube. New York wakes up with an absolute must-have win. They explode in the second half and a really, really bad, disappointing loss. Even though they're missing offensive weapons, a disappointing loss for the Houston Texans. And the Jets' schedule sets up here for a little three-game winning streak. At Arizona, possibility. Indianapolis in New York. So those are two teams maybe to get you back. I know ESPN is praying for it to keep the Jets in the headlines and relevant to get them to 5-6. They are 3-6, and the armpit loses a tough one.
From my guy Bo, the distance between Houston and New York, Sean, is 1,417.18 miles.
Wow, what an insight you can map quest.
No. That's not the stat. Teams traveling over 850 miles on Thursday Night Football after Week 8 lose over 60% of the time. This game is played on Sunday. Houston wins this game. Thursday night is a big difference, and home favorites on Thursday night win at a much higher rate than home favorites in general.
And if you want to question Vegas, non-football people didn't play. A Rex Ryan laughed at it. We were laughing at. No one understood the spread. No one understood how the heck Houston was not more favored. Another win for Vegas.
Yep, it is. That's why they got those buildings, and we're paying to stay in them.
Houston is now minus 4 touchdowns on the year. Their touchdown differential on opponents is minus 4 for this season.
So they've scored 4 fewer touchdowns
than
overall
their opponents. Yeah, their point differential is 1 because Fairbairns kicked a bunch of field goals and different things like that. But this is, they've won close games and they got blown out by Minnesota, and they lost a game against a Jets team that they shouldn't have lost. I don't care that it's Thursday and they had to go on a plane or whatever. But this is something where they're just not as good as I thought they were going to be.
Joe Flacco is starting for the Indianapolis Colts with the Anthony Richardson controversy. Shane Steichen, Colts head coach, was asked, is Richardson going to start again?
Do you think Anthony will start for this franchise again?
I can't predict that, but I'm not losing faith in that. I promise you that.
Is that the plan?
I can't predict the future, but I mean, that would be great. We'll see.
Ooh, he's done.
No way.
Yep. This is Josh Rosen, Trey Lance. This is 2 years, and they went, not working. Go.
Oh, I thought you meant Steichen was done.
No, he's talking about the quarterback.
Okay. Richardson's done.
Yeah, they're not. I don't think they're going to make a decision for 10 games like that on him.
Oh, I think they...
Rosen and your other examples after 2 years?
Yes, Rosen was. Lance was before his third season or whatever it was. Yeah, but yeah, Lance was 2 years and traded. Rosen may not have even reached 2 years.
He was 1 year.
Yeah,
but he played. I think he played the whole season.
Yeah, I mean, teams have shown they're willing to bail on quarterback evaluations quicker now than they ever have been,
which is a problem.
NFL. Well, it was the right decision on Rosen.
And Lance was the right decision.
NFL overreactions or not for the rest of the football world.
Number one, Washington is overrated and will miss the playoffs.
Massive overreaction. I don't even know why that would. Why? I mean, their defense has not been great, but they are the most efficient offense in the NFL. So that'll get you pretty far. So, no, that's a massive overreaction.
Overreaction, for me, it's the back end of the question. Like, they're going to finish ahead of the. They're going to finish one or two in the East, and I think they're going to make the postseason. Are they a little overrated? Maybe. Look at the offensive performance against Chicago, even though Chicago's defense has been the story for them easily in the first half of the season, not Caleb. So, overreaction.
Yeah, their schedule is, I mean, they got the Giants still this week.
Got the Cowboys twice.
Well, they're going to, which they're going to lose. They're going to have a three-game losing streak coming up. Pittsburgh, Philly.
Wait, Cowboys. are you wanting to do a Houston-type sell on Washington? Is that what I'm sensing from you?
Oh, no, Houston's, I think, much better than Washington.
Okay.
I think Washington's kind of...
Oh, Bobby's face.
What?
Yeah, they're just a better team.
I can't keep up. Football guys, your footballguys.com would tell you Washington is infinitely better than Houston.
Football guys?
Yeah.
Analytics, metrics?
Your football outsiders.
It's not even a website anymore.
I know, but those guys would all tell you, from all those metrics you've quoted routinely that told us why Jimmy Garoppolo was a franchise quarterback, you're now not going to pay attention to those with Washington?
They're cheeks, man. They're going to lose to Pittsburgh, Philly, and the Cowboys. They'll beat Tennessee. They'll beat the Saints. And then they'll lose three straight at the end of the year again. So that's 3-5. They'll be 9-8.
Washington will beat Dallas in those two games by a combined 40 points.
Whoa.
9-8.
Okay.
9-8.
Why are you selling them?
Just don't buy it. I don't buy it. The defense stinks, but that's neither here nor there. I just don't buy their offense either.
Okay.
I just don't buy it. Detroit should be Super Bowl favorites.
Not an overreaction.
Well, it's definitely not an overreaction.
That is the Super Bowl favorite. That's the best team in the NFL pretty easily. That's the only one that I trust to consistently go out there and play good football every week.
Not an overreaction.
I agree. Not an overreaction. I would still have Kansas City as the favorite, but I don't think it's crazy to say Detroit should be.
Right.
Joe Burrow is just Trevor Lawrence with a Super Bowl loss.
Did you see Macaulay Culkin dress up?
Yes.
Yes.
Sarah didn't get it. And I was like, I don't really know how to explain it. It looks tremendous. It's a great costume and they look identical.
She knows Macaulay Culkin.
She does, but she's like, but Joe Burrow's hot and Macaulay's not. And I'm like, but I still.
Blonde hair.
Facial features are similar.
Oh, similar.
Well, like the eyes. There's like the eyes look, I think, a lot alike.
The eyes have it.
Overreaction. Joe Burrow's my fantasy quarterback. I know the numbers that he's putting up. Yes, that is an overreaction. Trevor Lawrence, he's not a bum, but he's close to a bum.
Big overreaction. I don't know if you saw the tight window turnover-worthy plays axis that I tagged you guys in earlier this morning.
I haven't really gone through it yet.
Burrow is making sure that he's making the fewest turnover-worthy throws, and that's while throwing an NFL average amount of tight window stuff. And so another great note there, Chop. Who's throwing to the easiest wide-open windows all year and still sucking this year? Patrick Mahomes has the most... wide open throws of anybody in the NFL.
Belichick did his all midseason team, kind of like his version of the all Madden team yesterday.
He put Mahomes on, didn't he?
He put Mahomes as a top three candidate. It was Goff, Lamar, and Mahomes in the running. And Michael Lombardi's like, oh, I think you got to look at the big plays, not of his typical year, but he's making big plays in each game. So the fact that he was even in the nomination, I was like, what are you guys doing? They ultimately picked Lamar for the all Belichick team, but Mahomes was the third quarterback for consideration.
How exhausted do you think Lombardi is every time he's got to defend one of these new bad takes from Bill lately?
Nothing. Nothing. He's in love with him.
He's in love with him.
But watching Patricia, it's like Patricia didn't even coach because he only addresses Belichick as coach and not Patricia as coach. It's like Patricia didn't even coach in the league.
Yeah, he calls him Patricia.
Yeah.
I'm working on Patricia, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I don't know if we want him or not, but I was
just. Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence is eighth in QBR this year. That would surprise me.
I know his last few games have been really good, but I thought he was so bad at the beginning of the year. I think it's an overreaction. I think Joe is still a fantastic player. Next one.
We need to be comparing Herbert and Lawrence.
Oof. Yeah. Overreaction or not, Denver's defense is just a product of the bad offenses they're playing.
Who have they played?
So they've allowed 18 points or fewer in 6 of their 8 games, which is fantastic.
Wow. Who's their DC?
I don't know defensive coordinator is over there now. Is it Vance Joseph? It might be. Because he got boomeranged back.
It is Vance.
Those 6 games came against the Jets, Steelers, Tampa, New Orleans, Vegas, and Carolina.
Oh. Man, this is a tough one.
So they're the number one defense in the NFL by most advanced metrics. They're the number one defense in the NFL.
They got a D tackle who's a stud.
They're probably not as good. So I'm going to say it's not an overreaction. They're not as good as the numbers say they are. But you're generally not, no matter who you're playing, you're not going to be top defense in the NFL by every metric without being decent.
Right.
Like even if you're facing cupcakes. So overreaction is they're not the top defense in the NFL. They're not.
They did handle Tampa pretty well. And Tampa's got a decent offense. They got weapons, but especially when they played.
I can't answer this. I don't watch Denver. I don't want to watch Denver. I can't stand it. It's hideous. I'm sorry. I wish I could.
It is hideous.
Mike McCarthy loyalist over here.
Yeah, right, for Sean Payton. I just awful, awful. Except for the throwback uniforms that they put out there. I'll say it's an overreaction that their defense is very, very good.
I agree. I'll say it's an overreaction. It's a good defense.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like Bobby said, you can't be all those without being decent. We kind of touched on this one, but Anthony Richardson will not be the Colts starter next year.
Not an overreaction. I don't know where or if he starts anywhere else. I don't know.
Are you telling me if he doesn't sub out, would that change your answer?
No. Like, I think that there's enough that's been bad, and there was enough you heard about the work habits that then the cherry on top that just goes, okay, now you're walking away from your teammates. No, on a third down in the red zone, no, we're not doing this. And so I think that that's just the cherry on top for what has been an experiment that's clearly gone sideways. The closest comp we have to Anthony Richardson in recent years is probably Trey Lance in terms of very little film, all raw, all toolsy, and the approach with Lance played out in a similar way. And Lance was the opposite in that everybody universally says Trey Lance works really, really hard and does everything he can in the classroom.
I would bet that the Colts have a different starter next year. Now for Flacco coming up at Minnesota Sunday night, then Buffalo. Jets, Lions, listen to the finish of the schedule for Joe. At New England, at Denver, Titans, Giants, Jags. That is a smooth, nice finish and runway to the end of the season. I will say Richardson is not the starter next year. You, Chop?
I think that he will get one more year.
Okay.
But I do think they'll draft somebody this year. I think they'll draft this replacement this year and just...
maybe get Shador in the second.
In the second round?
Mm-hmm. Have you made up with Will yet? Did you text him back?
Yeah, we talked.
Chain? Oh, that's so cute.
So wait, what was the...
No.
Do you think...
I don't think Shador's going in second. I'm kidding. Okay. But I don't think Shador is... Shador will potentially be in range of where Indy's picking.
And yeah. Will Chambers says he's going number one overall. Which Vegas says as well.
I can see that. Yeah, I can absolutely see that. Last one. Philly is Detroit's biggest NFC competition.
It's not an overreaction. I don't know if they definitely are, but they're at least in the conversation. Philly's been really good this year. And specifically whenever they've had, whenever they've had everybody available and healthy to them, they essentially have one loss, and it was a game they kind of flubbed at the end with Sirianni play calling against Atlanta.
Not an overreaction. I'll still put Green Bay, Minnesota, and still eventually San Fran in the conversation, like right there with everyone. So there it is. RJ Choppy getting you set for the NFL weekend on DFW Sports Station. We have the pregame at 9 a.m., kickoff at noon. Bobby Belt will be in the ATL and the postgame on your home of America's team. Back to the Cowboys with the commercial-free expressway, our final ticket giveaway of the week, and let's fight with Bobby as he almost screwed up my Halloween because of Mike McCarthy. Commercial free expressway and the junk drawer as well, right here on Sean and RJ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
All right, we have so much to get to, and I do want to get to the junk drawer as well. We have a Tolo ticket giveaway here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby. Thank you for watching on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Let's get this quarterback clip out of the way. Some people try to make a big deal. You all tell me this is a big deal, all right? This is Micah. Man, a lot of topics came out of this Micah and Diggs podcast. Boomer Esiason talking about Dan Quinn during the sports break. This is Micah and Diggs supposedly disrespecting Dak by naming their best quarterbacks in the league right now. Y'all tell me if this is anything.
Where would you rank him among quarterbacks right now? I would say he's definitely top 10.
Higher.
You think he's top five?
For sure. Who else you going to put in there?
Give us your top five right now.
I'm going to go him.
Hang on. I should have set it up better. I think they're starting off talking about Jaden.
It's Jaden Daniels.
All right, so they're starting off talking about Jaden Daniels. So Jaden Daniels is in their top five for Mike and Diggs.
I'm going to go Mahomes.
Barr. Got to have Barr.
Yeah, Lamar. Josh Allen. Jalen playing pretty good right now, too.
Jared Goff is a top five quarterback right now.
And Matthew Stafford. I love how Matthew Stafford played a quarterback position.
Sam Darnold could be in the top five conversation right now.
Yeah, Sam Darnold looking crazy too. So it's hard. There's a lot of good quarterbacks right now.
I can't give you a top five right now based on how everybody's performing.
Yeah.
You know?
So I saw some people turn this into, oh my gosh, Dak Prescott disrespected. This is such a double-edged sword. If they throw Dak up there, you know it's fake. For the way people are playing right now, no one would ever say Dak Prescott's playing top five, and you probably wouldn't even say top 10. You probably would not say, Dak probably wouldn't say top 10. You leave him out and you give an honest assessment, you're a hater, they don't really believe in their quarterback. So this is really like a no-win situation. I kind of respect the guys more for leaving Dak out of it and giving their honest top eight. First off, they didn't even name a top 10. I wrote down eight names. Jaden, Mahomes, Lamar, Allen, Hurts, Goff, Stafford, Zach Wolchuk win over Bobby, and Sam Darnold. That's eight.
Right.
So they didn't even name a top 10, at least in that clip. And to me, I would make fun of them more. I wouldn't make fun of them. I'd roll my eyes if they had Dak in that conversation, which no one has right now today.
Yeah. Now look,
for the way that they're playing.
There are some quarterbacks that will be put in there regardless of how they're playing. Mahomes is going to get put in there regardless of how he's playing. Brady, and you know, he would have been put in there no matter what. Manning, no matter what. However they were playing that year, they would have been put in there. Dak isn't on that level, right? Those are all-time greats. They're just going to be put in the top five category, regardless of how they've played this year. There was no Burrow on the list. They didn't mention Burrow's
name. I don't hear no Rodgers like I did in the offseason from everybody.
But, yeah, I mean, look, you can't really argue. I mean, there's guys like, you know, Sam Darnold has had a really good year. Has he tapered off? Yeah. Goff's had a really good year. Josh Allen, MVP candidate. Lamar, MVP candidate. I mean, yeah, you can't really argue that this year Dak is playing to a top five level. He has several times in his career, but not right now.
I can't definitively say it's not a slight. I don't think it is, but I can't definitively say it's not.
You cannot definitively say.
I can't say it because I know the way that they typically are aware of optics and the way that they talk. And so Micah specifically threw Dak in his top five 2 months ago. And it's not just a how are they playing right now sort of thing, I wouldn't think, because unless they're just not aware of how poorly Mahomes has been playing, they may not know, I guess, because if they're not playing Kansas City, they may not totally be aware of it. And they're just going, yeah, Mahomes is one of them. But, I mean, it's not like Stafford has been great this year either. Lamar's or Jalen Hurts has played well, but Jalen Hurts is not – I mean, he's coming off of a really bad year. And Darnold has had a really bad career up until now. So they're aware of at least Darnold and what he's been doing. And so, I don't know. It looks like an inconsistent list to me. I'm not totally sure what their criteria is. Not that
they're
Dak should be throwing
out
there.
Names,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they are. But that's when I look at it, I just go like, okay, that's not totally consistent. I'm surprised they didn't, though, because of the way that they are. And how many other things in that podcast they said, like, the media should be – how many other, like – head in the clouds types of statements they made that they wouldn't then just be like, oh, this might look bad. I'll just say this. So I can't say for certainty it wasn't. I don't think it is, but I don't know for certain.
Yeah, but what I'm surprised by is you're talking about how like conscious they are. Are they really that conscious?
With
some of the things they say
Micah
and do?
Is.
I mean, when you're the head NFL content creator for Bleacher Report, you got to be honest.
And head of NFL content, and it's 4 days later, and we're playing new clips every day from his podcast. Like, Micah knows what people... Micah is not dumb. Micah's very...
I don't think he's dumb, but there's been a lot of times where you and others have said people want him to stop talking about so many things and muzzle it a little bit. That doesn't go along with, I'm going to be careful about everything that I'm saying.
No, not careful, calculated. I think he's very calculated in the stuff that he says.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. I'm sitting on the couch yesterday, getting ready to go out. First true Halloween with the kids. People coming over, trying to get my work done. And I start getting these text messages on the You're Appreciated, group chat. That's amongst the morning show. And I almost reacted. I stayed disciplined. I decided to go ahead and finish my email.
You must not be coached by Mike McCarthy then.
Get some drinks and head out on the road. And I would deal with this right now at this moment on 105.3 The Fan during the commercial-free expressway. Bobby Belt, what set you off?
Well, do you want me to read the quote? Because I think I think the bigger thing is the what
I
was said.
I want to play the quote.
We'll play it and then I will read the portions because I do think that what was said was more important than how it was said or the setting it was said, which sounds like is going to be y'all's argument. Go ahead, Peyton, play the clip.
Well, number one, this system is built on making the quarterback successful. I mean, that's the way I learned it 30 plus years ago. So, you know, everything we do is built into that. And obviously the starting point of making a quarterback successful is running the football. So we can start right there. You know, we need to get more production out of the run game, increase the action pass opportunities. And then from that, you know, take it to the next step is the pass protection. And then, you know, obviously the pass perimeter. So it's about making him successful. If anything, I would guard against, you know, asking him to feel like he has to do more than he's already doing. So he just needs to really focus in on playing quarterback and he's a great worker. I mean, super diligent and we'll get to where we need to get to.
You want me to go first?
I mean, it's just we're going to have to do a doctoral thesis breaking down everything that was awful about that quote.
Well, I mean, I guess you can start. I mean,
okay. We'll break it point by point.
Because I wrote down six things, and that is as generic and common an answer as you hear from any coach talking about their quarterback and offensive play. In order for you to have, well, you know, I'm gonna let you go.
Okay, because I totally disagree. I don't think you hear other coaches, especially successful ones, right now saying these things. Regardless of the vanilla way that he speaks. the actual concepts he's talking about are not being repeated across the league at all. First there, he says, number one, the system's built on making the quarterback successful. Okay, no problem. No problem. Sounds good. That's the way I learned it 30 plus years ago. Okay, stop. That I have a problem with, because this is not the first time that Mike McCarthy has referenced the reason he does something is because he did it 30 years ago that way. That's a genuine problem with him. And it looks like he learned his offense 30 years ago. That's what it looks like.
But the offense after the San Fran game last year did not look like that.
Yeah, and when Mike's gone, we'll talk about that. He then says, so
there's a lot of there's a lot of coaches. I need y'all to judge this point by point on the Autoflex Easton Fan Text 877-881-1053. There's a lot of coaches who go back to day one, a principle of this sport. You do this, you do that, you stop the ball in basketball.
Pitching and hitting.
Pitching and hitting, whatever.
All
you know, you're I think, now I'm not saying that their offense is not old or stale or outdated, but for you to take it to, he's just running 30-year-old concepts. He's not adjusting. He's taking it back 30 years. That's an exaggeration.
Do you know what he said day one of his job when he was asked about
that?
Analytics?
He watched all the plays?
He did that. He said that. Actually said that earlier, and then he admitted he lied on day one. Day one of his job, he was asked about analytics, and how are you embracing analytics if you're still talking about the run game this much? And it's been the same message for 5 years. He said, analytics has always been a part of the operation. Frankly, my entry into the league in 1993 was really through analytics. I think they called it quality control back then. Okay, you have no understanding of what analytics is if you think a quality control coach in 1993 is an analytics person, or if that's relevant to what we talk about when we say analytics and what it tells us about the run game. Next quote from McCarthy says, everything we do is built into that. Obviously, the starting point of making a quarterback successful is running the football. No, it's not. That's not the starting point of making a quarterback successful. What that says to me is that you don't believe that you have the ability to coach that out of anybody, and that you need a peripheral boost from your running back and the running game to be really successful in order for you to do that. That tells me you can't do anything to make the quarterback successful, so you need other players to step up and create easier opportunities for you, which the rest of the quote has in there. He says, we can start right there. He goes, we need to get more production out of the run game. No problem with that. Increase the action pass opportunities. Again, consistently for 5 years now, he has told us, you can't run play action without running the ball effectively. That's a GD lie. It just is. There's all the data in the world that backs up that play action passing works regardless. You know, the worst play action passing team in the NFL is Carolina. Carolina is 11th in the NFL in yards per attempt rushing the ball. Buffalo's the best play action pass team in the NFL on EPA per play action pass attempt. They're 17th, I think, in yards per rushing attempt.
Okay.
It's a lie. And if you look consistently over, or it's not a lie, it's ignorant. There's the use of the word for you.
Delusional.
Well, I didn't want to use such a harsh word, so I said ignorant. But you look at it, and it says that's a line that he has consistently put forward as his philosophy, and it shows up. They're not running the ball well, and they're not running play action. He clearly believes that.
It is difficult to run play action. It's not impossible. It's difficult out of a shotgun. It's much more
Dallas
useful.
Is under center almost as much as any of the teams at the top of the league.
Detroit does a really good job of play action, but when they do, it's almost always under center. And I know Dallas does a lot, but when you're under shotgun, when you're not under center, it's much more difficult to run that.
But they're not under center higher than the rest of the league. They're not in shotgun higher than the rest of the league. They're under center pretty frequently compared to the rest of the league. He says, and then from that, and this is one of the things I had the biggest problem with, and then from that, we take it to the next step, and that's the pass protection. What? So you're telling me not only like do you have to run the ball effectively before you can do play action, you're telling me you have to run the ball effectively before you can even address what's going on with your pass protection right now? And then he goes on, and obviously the pass perimeter. Okay, you're telling me you can't get the perimeter passing game fixed either. You can't fix those things at all unless you're running the ball effectively. Then you're a bad coach. And this is negligence. It's coaching malpractice.
You're nitpicking.
This is not nitpicking. At what point do we take 5 years of statements that are consistent?
Because they're crutch words. He doesn't really mean this.
Okay, his offense, his play calling damn sure looks like he means
it. He doesn't mean literally.
Ordering too literally.
Yeah, Sean and I learned radio 30 years ago. There are still tenets of that you still have to do today. All right? Yes, everything evolves. Look, read the sign. Pull a Mike Bassick. Stop listening to press conferences.
Okay.
Stop.
Watch the tape, which looks like he's talking.
You're so convenient in the press conferences you pick apart. Like, we all know in sports, press conferences and interviews, you flush 90% of it, maybe 95% of it. But for some reason, because you have an agenda, when it comes to Mike McCarthy, you decide to put on your freaking journalist 60 Minutes hat and are they in the news?
60.
Hey, they would edit it.
They would edit it out. Okay.
You put on your journalist breakdown hat and you feel like, oh my God, now's the time to really pay attention to every single word in an interview in a press conference. And it's convenient. It's convenience for your agenda that you have. Your boy, Dak Prescott, you don't pick apart what he says.
How many times have I said he's been bad? And that's because Dak doesn't give you anything. When Dak says anything of note.
And this is a bunch of generic. This is a bunch of generic stuff, Sean, Bobby. Every single offensive head coach talks about, we need the run game to help the quarterback. We need to be better at play action. We need to pass protect.
Sean.
We need to not have Dak carry the load, and he's a great worker. These are the things that he said.
Sean, no one else in the league, I'm telling you, the best offenses are not talking about you can't make the quarterbacks. And this is not the first time. And when you look at the way he calls offense, it matches what he's saying. At what point do you take 5 years of statements and 5 years of play design and calling and everything else and say, oh, yeah, those look exactly the same? It's just, this is not a nitpicky thing. It's just he's never laid out in one quote that extensively every little point that matches up with every problem they have on offense. It's all, he crammed it all together into one answer. That's why it's of note. And he did it without any of his, it's just like anything or anything else. He was giving you, this is what it is. It was an uncontroversial question that should have gotten an uncontroversial answer. And that's the problem.
This isn't controversial.
No, listen, that's the thing is that he believes those concepts are, yeah, I can lay out my concepts like this. These are the philosophies I believe in. Are you telling me that doesn't match what we've seen on the field? What he wrote, what he said?
What I'm seeing on the field is no offensive line to get them into doing what they want to do.
He agrees.
And a lack of personnel.
And he says he can't do anything about it until they run the ball.
Well, no.
Yes, he is.
You're taking that to... He's just throwing word salad out there, man. Like, that's all this... That's all anybody does with this organization. They talk in circles for the most part.
Play it one more time. Play it one more time. And we need your ruling on the fan text.
Well, number one, this system is built on making the quarterback successful. I mean, that's the way I learned it 30-plus years ago. Everything we do is built into that. And obviously, the starting point of making a quarterback successful is running a football. So we can start right there. You know, we need to get more production out of the run game, increase the action pass opportunities, and then from that, you know, take it to the next step is the pass protection. And then, obviously, the pass perimeter. So it's about making him successful. If anything, I would guard against, you know, asking him to feel like he has to do more than he's already doing. So he just needs to really focus in on playing quarterback and he's a great worker. I mean, super diligent and we'll get to where we need to get to.
So Bob, what you're saying is everything you just said is really outdated, out of order, and we're seeing that on the field.
Yes.
Is that your basic premise?
Yes, he just described everything that he believes, and that's the problem, is that even if he achieves what he wants, that's a problem.
And what in here besides the run setting up play action is wrong in terms of principles of offense?
The starting point of making a quarterback successful is not running the football. That's not it. The play action option, and he believes that. He's talking about helping. This is a quarterback he doesn't trust, which Dak has not played well. But this is overall, that means that's a quarterback that he doesn't think is capable.
That is exactly what that does mean, right? If you want to run the ball, it means you don't. Because
I would guard against asking him to feel like he has to do more than he's already doing. He is describing in his own way what he wants him to drive the bus.
We know Mike doesn't believe that.
He doesn't want him to throw it 50 times.
Yeah, we
like
know.
Like any head coach.
We know Mike doesn't believe. I agree. We know Mike doesn't believe that the number one thing to help the quarterback is run the football. He did not. I mean, he didn't do that with Rodgers.
Let me make an RJ Choppy type statement.
Oh, baby.
I have 3 minutes of voice memos here just left by Jesse Holly, and I cannot wait to get
Jesse,
to them.
You better be defending me.
I think he's reacting to this segment right now, Mr. Fourth and Long. I'm going to sound like RJ Choppy here.
Oh, you, Peyton.
If Dak Prescott was as good as you thought, think, hoped, and prayed for, it wouldn't matter who the offensive coach is. If you're good enough, and this is an indictment of Dak, the fact that you're going at McCarthy this tough and this hard. John Elway had Dan Reeves. Didn't matter.
No, he was trash.
He was still freaking John Elway. Tony Romo had Jason Garrett. He was still putting up fantastic numbers. Will end up being a better quarterback than Dak Prescott. Who else? Kirk Cousins goes from system to system and still puts up numbers. The fact that
John Fox and Jim Caldwell.
I'm trying to keep the all-time greats out of it.
Oh, that's it. Elway.
For you idiots. For you idiots. It helps your argument. John Elway, smoke Troutman. The point is, as RJ would say, it shouldn't matter this much. If Dak Prescott was that good, it means he's not.
Did it matter the first 6 weeks of the season last year?
Well, they were trying to system change.
Yes, it did.
They were trying to system change, and then.
But we should also compare the personnel and what they have to the severely compromised as well.
Would
you agree with that right now?
Not severely compromised on offense. I think they've built a poor.
They
offense.
Have no personnel wise. They're severely compromised.
It's not as good as it could be. It's not. It shouldn't cause the limitations that it does.
Okay.
It's scared coaching.
Jesse said, I agree. Well, I'll give you his verdict after the Tolos. Go ahead, Pepe.
Sean, you might be surprised. There's a lot of Tolos on Bobby's side here. 940, 903,
delusional ones. Oh, right. Ignorant or delusional?
Ignorant and delusional. Yeah. We're both right now.
972, he says, sounds like just any other interview. 972 says, Bobby is my guy, but he's overreacting to this.
Okay. Jesse has texted me. I agree with Bobby 1,000,000,000%. It's 2024. He's still doing stupid things like running man routes into zone defenses. I'm not talking about any of that stuff. And I'm just talking about this press conference.
Just this clip.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's not outdated, but Bobby is out for blood. It's clear. He just wants to redirect all blame away from number four. If he was that good or good enough, then he would. We wouldn't have to do all this.
You're not going
to
trigger me, Will. I see what you're trying to do a little bit with the last line. I see you. You see the wave of support that I'm getting, and it's overwhelming you. So you're trying to do your Bobby shots the way I do to y'all. You're trying to get me a little bit, but it's not going to work.
All right. So I got two clips from Rex Ryan yesterday on the Dan Patrick Show. Everything I was going to start. Now I'm going to go opposite way because of the Bobby topic. Listen to Rex Ryan. Yesterday we were saying, who would you want, Belichick or Ben Johnson, if it comes down to that? Yo, listen to freaking Rex Ryan talk about Ben Johnson from a defensive mind perspective.
Like, to me, he's an absolute superstar. Anybody can get him. They ought to say, all right, whatever it takes, I'm getting this guy. Because I think he's unique. I love how they, like, offensively, everybody talks about, well, they're loaded with talent. No, that's not true. Last week, they played two guys that were cut this season. All right, Tim Patrick is a starting receiver. Allen Robinson is a starting receiver. The superstar wideout they have was a fourth-round pick, Amon-Ra St. Brown. He wasn't supposed to be able to run. All right, David Montgomery was free agent. Anybody could have had as a running back. Like, they do more. Jared Goff is thrown out with the bathwater. But this dude right here, he is the funnest offense to watch. Really the funnest team, in my opinion. They are so creative, and with shifts, motion, why? They get tells from the defense. And, man, do they attack. And this guy attacks you so many ways, not only in the passing game, but they're the most creative run team in the National Football League. I think Sean McVay's outstanding. All right? I think he's outstanding. Here's what I love about Sean. He stole every run that they did against Minnesota, that Detroit did against Minnesota, and used it against them in 5 days. All right? I've seen Green Bay steal from this team all last year. They played Dallas. The whole game plan was what Detroit had run. Like, this is the guy people are stealing from.
Wow.
This is the guy that everybody should go get.
Woo! Damn, I love that clip.
That's good.
That's don't even walk in with a resume, cover letter, AI. I know is faking them out there. Be careful in the job world. More on that later. Just play the Rex Ryan clip. If Ben Johnson has any type of personality to connect with people, this sounds like freaking Tom Landry. And then one more clip from Rex on the Dan Patrick Show. We already know that he would go back and take the Jets job. Dan asked Rex if this... Well, you know what? I'm going to save this for your Bears topic, which is a very good one.
Thank you.
Save that in the system. Let's hook you up for turning it on, leaving it on, then empty out the junk drawer.
All right, Tolos, that's right. Right now, call number 10 at 877-881-1053 wins a pair of tickets to see Gabriel Iglesias on January 31st at WinStar. That's call number 10 at 877-881-1053.
The 469 thanks you for that, Sean. He says, hurry up with the ticket giveaway. I got an S and don't have a signal in my bathroom.
There you go. I hope you win. I hope you, in particular, win. Junk.
Did you know that Benjamin Franklin invented the junk drawer?
Junk it!
Couple Halloween leftovers real quick. Bill Belichick's ex and current dressing up in honor of him. We'll get to the current, the 23, the 24-year-old. I've seen two outfits on social media. She was wearing like New York Giants gear in ode to him way back in the day. And then I woke up, I told her, put on my Facebook page, Belichick in a fisherman's outfit out there at the Cape, I'm sure, Nantucket.
Yeah.
Fishing and catching his mermaid on the other end.
Very nice.
So there's Bill's 23, 24-year-old, but it's his ex that stole the show.
Yeah. Linda, she went. This is a threat. It's a threat, Bobby. She went as Uma's character from Kill Bill. Kill Bill. That's not subtle. That is not subtle at all.
I love that.
Oh, it's great.
Kill Bill. But it lets you know, maybe still in the mind.
That's a
win for Bill.
That's a big win for Bill.
That's a W for Bill.
Big W for Bill.
It's a huge W for Bobby over the weekend. You are thrilled about some extra sleep.
Oh yes, it's the I didn't even realize this until earlier this week when we were in here and we saw the headline on the TV station. We were looking at a weather report from NBC5 and it had the little spinning clock on Saturday. And I had said, I was like, I thought they had killed daylight savings. I thought we weren't going back. We weren't going to fall back. And apparently it's stuck in Congress.
Sure.
What else is new, right, Chop?
That's right.
It's stuck in Congress, hasn't been able to get passed. But I'm thrilled about this, which means we get to fall back again this year. We are not staying on spring forward time. This weekend, we will be falling back at 2 a.m. We get the extra hour sleep back. You're not going to just take that from me. You're not going to take that and never give it back.
So
I'm not
this is waking
that.
Up Sunday, and yeah. We'll have extra time.
So when you wake up, if you were going to wake up at 8, you'd be waking up at 9 or whatever.
Yeah, you,
And it's going to get dark earlier, which RJ hates.
Yes.
Yes, it will. It'll get dark at 4 o'clock.
He doesn't want to leave the house anyway, so.
Yeah, I definitely want to leave the house.
Yes.
No doubt about that one.
All right, so enjoy it. That kicks in this weekend. I guess one more thing. You mentioned Congress. The Biden biting.
Eating the pets.
Joe Biden, am I right?
They're eating the children. I guess there's all these pics of Biden biting kids yesterday. Of course, when this toxic news cycle, I had to do a little more research. There was kids in like turkey leg costumes. So there's President Biden taking a bite of the turkey leg.
And
shame on you for this.
He thought they were real turkeys. That's how far he's got.
He
thought those were real
Army
turkeys.
Biden instead of Army Hammer. Army Biden.
That's good.
Yeah, so that was Joe Biden biting kids out of the blue. They were dressed as cotton candy and turkey. And shame on you, Bobby, because you're the one who sent this.
Don't shame on me. Look at that. Porn.
Read it.
Come on.
Read it.
Yeah, he's biting them.
Read it.
Biting the children.
Junk drawer here on 105 through the fan.
So we kind of put a bow on this story that we've kind of touched on all week about these newspapers not promoting a candidate, right? Not endorsing a candidate of any kind. The Washington Post did it, LA Times, and then Gannett did like 200 newspapers. Well, the Washington Post, come to find out, they have lost, since this decision, they have lost 10% of their subscribers. Over 250,000 people have canceled their
subscription. I guess I didn't think about it the opposite way. I thought if you endorsed, you'd lose the other side. But then if you don't endorse, you lose those who wanted you to endorse their side? Is that it?
Which, it's crazy to what? Do. It's crazy to, I think endorse a candidate's crazy because, like, now this just proves like people don't want news. They want confirmation of their views. That's it. That's all they want.
Yes.
That's not
good.
That's
gosh.
Stupid. It's really dumb.
I think Bassick's right. I'm not blaming the big man upstairs if we just get wiped out. It's time. It's time.
Time just to kill us all.
It's time for another wipeout. It really is. I would understand.
Well, yeah, wait for the keyhole. The keyhole coming. What was that? Who's that? Neil Tyson? DeGrasse Tyson?
No, Neil DeGrasse Tyson, yeah.
He said that there's this asteroid. If it hits this keyhole,
yeah,
It will catch the Earth's gravity and it will hit us at like 2039.
Yeah.
And wipe us all out.
Yeah.
So it's coming.
I'm ready. I'm not ready. I understand. I get it, God. I do. I really do. We need to start.
What if you knew that was there's a movie Seeking a Friend for the End of the World where there's an asteroid that's about to hit and they're like, we tried everything. It's coming. It'll be here in like a week. So y'all just be ready. We're all going to die. If you knew it was coming in 2039, are you just like, all right, caution to the wind. I'm going to go nuts here for the last 15 years.
Absolutely. I'm looting.
I'm 15 looting. Years? I might cut it loose like in the last four and do whatever I want. 15, that's still a long time. Peyton Russell with an appearance in the junk drawer.
Oh, man. Guys, what age did you have your first kid? Let's go around the room.
First kid?
First kid. What age?
38, 37 or 38.
Okay.
I was 30.
30, Bobby?
Jacob came around when I was 21. I had Addison when I was 24.
Okay. Well, so more and more couples nowadays are becoming dinks. Dual income, no kids. They're living the life, baby. Yeah. Look, this was my excuse when I was single. People are like, oh, why aren't you out dating and whatever? It wasn't, you know, because I couldn't find a girl until now. You know, it was because I'm just focused on life, man. I'm just trying to save my money, get my money up, not my funny up. So, these are 24 and 25-year-old couples. Some a little older here, but this story is about 24 and 25-year-old. You know, right there, middle age in the 20s. But couples want to enjoy life before being weighed down by kids. They're trying to save up. And these couples, they're traveling more now. And they're not just going, you know, domestically. They're going internationally. So they really want to just, you know, basically wipe everything out and say, we just want to focus on our income, us together, until we want to have kids. Now, depending on who you ask for, like Mackenzie, you know, she doesn't want to wait until her mid-30s to have her first kid. She's like, you know, I'm having baby fever now. I want it now. But some, you know, couples, older adults are saying, let's be dinks. Let's wait a little bit.
Mackenzie's not here to present this side of the argument, so I'll do it for her because I was there at your large estate where she disclosed that it's this one that's pushing for the baby. He wants the baby now.
Oh,
he wants it right now. So he's capping.
Look, man, it's a double-edged sword to me. You have them young, you have more energy, but you're not going to be in the best finances. And then you get to live life. Choppy can start living life. He's out. And I'm just beginning my sentence. But I feel better off and stable financially, more mature, maybe younger. You know, some of the arguments when we're stressed out at 23 may not have equaled a long-lasting marriage. Yeah. When you're older, more mature, but the aches and the pains and the fatigue and the tired, it sucks. It sucks, and now I have to wait 15 more years to take my trips to Switzerland and Italy like RJ.
Well, I mean, you could. You just got to get divorced to get remarried again and find somebody else, and then...
Well, I wouldn't be able to afford it then with the alimony.
Right. Absolutely, no doubt. Like my former sister-in-law and brother-in-law, they have an 18-year-old. They're like 39. They're out, man. They're out. They have 25 years of work
and
just saving cash. That's just.
But what I'm really noticing is more and more and more people that have been in my friend circle my age, they're not having kids. They're just not going to have kids, period.
Period.
It's not happening.
I know.
Right?
It's a lot of people like that.
Tons.
Now, there are still some, obviously, that want children. Like Sarah does want a kid. She does want a child. And I told her, I said, listen, I'll have one with you. I call her bluff. She's like, I don't want you to start over. I call her bluff all the time.
That's why Kristen won't. That's why she's shut it down. She's like, the last kid's going to be out when we're mid-40s. I don't want to do that. She's
You just need to knock her up. You. Choppy.
Me?
Yeah.
Just do it.
Because it's going to be some lifelong guilt.
It's going to be some lifelong guilt.
You can hack it, I think. You can do it. You got the energy level. I think you'll be fine. Just do it. Just knock her up.
She goes, I tell her, I says, listen, I'm a guy. I am totally fine being miserable. I can handle hating life. I can handle it. Some people can't. I can handle it. I will be totally fine. I have the energy for it and everything.
Are the Cowboys going to lose again in Atlanta? Choppy with the five things he wants to see. And Bobby has the referees that could determine things on Sunday. Back to Inside the Star on the home of America's team after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.